the affirmation booth, where we choose 3 affirmations from our affirmation basket to help us throughout the week. Helps us to have positive emotions and help to change our perspective. The affirmation.
Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. So this week we're just going to do affirmations. I want to focus way more on affirmations going forward. So today exclusive is the affirmation booth. So instead of our normal 3 affirmations, this week we're going to do 4 affirmations just to carry you guys throughout the weekend into the next week, to help us stay motivated, to help us stay on track, to help us change our mindset to a positive mindset. So let's get into it. Our handy dandy affirmation basket. Shake. All right, let's see. First affirmation for today is love yourself just as you expect them to love you. Love yourself just as you expect them to love you. Love yourself just as you expect them to love you. That's our first one. Got to love yourself. Whatever you seek, you have to be there for yourself. So if you want love, love yourself. If you want someone to treat you with kindness, be kind to yourself. If you want someone to be genuine to you, be genuine to yourself first. You have to do all of these things that you are seeking from someone else. You have to be that to yourself first. So then you won't be looking for anyone to fill that void. You already fill that void, and they come and they add to it instead of them have to pour and take on that responsibility of being all of that for you. All right. Let me take a little sip. Caramel macchiato. All right, shake again. Excuse me. Affirmation number 2. I'm gonna go deep. What's this? Let's see. Affirmation number 2. I am love. I give love freely. I receive love constantly. I am love. I give love freely. I receive love constantly. I am love. I give love freely. I receive love constantly. Ooh, seems like loving yourself, giving love, and receiving love is on the agenda for today. So, I am love. I give love freely. And I receive love constantly. All right, affirmation number 3. You all, I miss this so much. I really, really miss recording. All right, our next one is my mind is beginning to feel calmer. Excuse me. My mind is beginning to feel calmer. My mind is beginning to feel calmer. Yes, so as we continue to grow, as we continue to start our new beginnings and go through different things in life, we are experiencing our mind becoming calmer. And with a calmer mind, we're able to make better decisions. We're able to move freely throughout life, and we're not constantly in this fight or flight mode. So with a calmer mind, things, life is calmer. We appreciate things more. We move more efficiently in life. So just having that calm mind. And as always, you know, I'm very, very big on meditation, praying, sitting in silence for a certain amount of time, you know, to give your mind that time to be calm. So once again, that one is my mind is beginning to feel calmer. All right. Last but not least, the last affirmation for this week. Let's see. All right. Got this one. All right. I permit myself to take charge of my life. I permit myself to take charge of my life. Meaning that you give yourself permission to take charge. When you give yourself that permission, you're giving your body and your mind that go that this is our life and we're going to take control of it. We're going to do what is needed to be done to be in control of our life. I know we can't control all circumstances that go on in our life, but we are able to take control of our own life, take accountability for different decisions we have made that may have not been the best, and be able to change and turn around and learn from those different lessons that we go through. I thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to the Affirmation Booth. I'm going to go through the affirmations one more time, and I hope these resonate with you. I hope you take them, say them to yourself daily, and just to keep you in that mindset, that positive mindset, to keep you on board, to keep you flowing, to keep you going, to keep you on the right track. So, number one was love yourself just as you expect them to love you. Number two was I am love. I give love freely. I receive love constantly. Number three is my mind is beginning to feel calmer. And last but not least, I permit myself to take charge of my life. Those are the four affirmations for the week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Sensitively Flourishing with your host, Yasmin. See you all next week.